Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. As a historian journalist, I know the United States has its ups and has its downs. And guess where we are today? Down cycle. And it's because of poor leadership. And it's because of apathetic voters, voters who just don't care. Both of those two have reached a perfect storm of incompetence and is driving the country in a way good citizens don't want it to go. So I'm going to, again, prove this point tonight. But I want to tell you that this doesn't mean it's over. Okay? Throughout our history, we have gone up. We have gone down. We're down now. I do believe we will come up. I don't know when. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So this turmoil, that is the proper word in America, because of bad political leadership, Joe Biden is the second worst president ever to serve, and the corrupt corporate media. Once you have those two powerful entities not doing the public's business, not looking out for the folks, you got problems, massive problems. So in the upcoming vote, there are going to be three major policy situations. The first is the border. Joe Biden caused this single-handedly by issuing an executive order. First day he was in office, it knocked out the Remain in Mexico policy that Trump had fought for and achieved. So this is on Biden 100%. But his party, the Democrats, backed this. Okay. Second is violent crime. As we told you last night, it is so far out of control here in the nation's largest city where I am, New York, that is horrifying. Yet there's no leadership making any attempt to solve the problem. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And the third is high prices for the essentials of life. Now, the Democrats are going to tell you inflation's coming down, this is happening, that's happening. It's all a bunch of BS. All right. If you want to live your life on paper, Okay. But if you are living your life in a real manner, you go to the grocery store, you go to the restaurant, you go to the hardware store, you pay your insurance premium bills, and you will see you are getting punished. And the reason, again, is the Biden administration. This did not happen 4 years ago, period. So the president doesn't address any of these things. He's simply not involved. Have you ever heard him put forth a solution about violent crime in this country? One time? No. Have you ever heard him acknowledge it was his pressure and regulations on the fossil fuel industry that ignited inflation? Have you ever heard him acknowledge that? No, and you won't. And the border is the border. He sits there day in and day out in the White House, does not lift a finger to stop tens of thousands of people coming over every day. It's horrifying. That's the president we have. Yet, the election we'll have tomorrow, he'd get 50 million plus votes. Those are our fellow citizens. You shouldn't hate them. I feel sorry for them. I can't imagine being, you know, life is short. Do you want to live it as being a dunce? Really? That's where it comes down to. Do you want to be a dunce for the short time you're on Earth? Okay, now let's segue over to the media. So we all know that the corporate networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, are run by liberal people, devoted liberal people. And as I have chronicled, the first column was on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. There is a total blackball of conservative voices on the networks. Now, presto, this comes into the nation's consciousness 6 days later with Ronna McDaniel, who was fired from NBC, as you know. Okay, now the reason this is happening is because of Trump. It started right after he was elected in 2016, right after he defeated Hillary Clinton, which none of the network chieftains believed would happen. They believed that Clinton would win. When she did not, they shut down all Trump supporters. You cannot get on the morning shows, on the evening shows. I've documented it 100 different ways. So why is anybody surprised when NBC, which is struggling, hires a Republican and then there's a massive wave of left-wing indignation from within the NBC company? Why are you surprised? They hired, up until Ronna McDaniel, 100% left-wing people who feel empowered and emboldened. So they had to fire Ms. McDaniel. Now, once you get into a situation where the inmates, cliche, control the asylum, you don't have a network anymore. And that's the memo. Rasmussen poll. 1,114 U.S. likely voters. Fair poll. Democrat 35, Republican 33, other 32. That's independent. Compared to most recent presidents, President Biden a stronger commander-in-chief or a weaker one? Is his performance as commander-in-chief about the same? Stronger 24, weaker 53, about the same, 20%. Second question. U.S. military has failed to meet recruiting goals in recent year. How concerned are you about this? Total concern, 76. Not concerned, 22. And the reason for low recruitment is because traditional values have been absolutely obliterated in the media. Okay? Obliterated for the younger people. Do you realize that no younger people, literally none, watch cable news? None. On all three of them. Nobody under the age of 54 watches. The number is so infinitesimal, it's not even worth considering. In fact, did you ever wonder why you see medicine commercials for ailments and older people? That's what they got. And the pillows so you can go to sleep. You don't see in ads, TV ads, targeting younger people because there are no younger people. They're gone. They don't watch any of them because they're bored. It is boring to watch them. That's it. Now, we have a surge of younger people watching us on YouTube, which is took me by surprise because I don't even know what YouTube is. All right. But because they can watch the show in parts. But anyway, traditional values, you don't hear them in the media. The kids don't hear them. Total blackout. Here is a very troubling story. On January 17th, 2023, a man named Carlton Huffman, 40 years old, filed a lawsuit against conservative political action conference chair Matt Schlapp. You may have heard something about this. All right, Huffman charged Schlapp with sexual assault. It was a civil lawsuit, not a criminal investigation. There was no criminal investigation, as far as I know. Okay? So it was one of tens of thousands of these things. Every day now we see, all right, American men everywhere. The one commonality is you gotta have money. Charged with some, whatever. Every day. It's an industry. There are attorneys who advertise on television. Oh, if you were, you know, you tell me your story and I, you know. Okay. So it wasn't surprising that Schlapp got accused. He's a big shot in the Republican Party. What it did do is devastate his family. I mean, really harm them. So what happens yesterday? Well, the guy, Carlton Huffman, he says, I'm dropping all my lawsuits. It was a misunderstanding. Misunderstanding, huh? And he says, I regret the lawsuit caused pain to the Schlapp family. You regret it. It's a year. Now, I don't know what happened. I have no blanking clue what happened. But Rachel Maddow somehow magically knew what happened. Roll it.
The staffer claims that Mr. Schlapp then invited the staffer to his hotel room. He declined. Early last year, that young man sued Matt Schlapp for sexual battery. And as that lawsuit has dragged on, more allegations of sexual misconduct against Matt Schlapp have come to light as part of discovery in that sexual battery lawsuit.
Oh, why was it dropped then? So she convicts Schlapp, and she did. Rachel Maddow convicted the man. Family devastated. Everybody watching her, yeah, he's guilty. No trial. Well, I didn't see any of this stuff. So are we going to get an apology from Rachel Maddow? I don't think so. How about Wolf Blitzer? He ran with it. Anderson Cooper. He ran with it. Morning Joe. All of them ran with it. Apologize today? No. No coverage on any of the cable news or network news programs on television. None about this lawsuit being dropped. Damage to the Schlapp family, once again, incalculable.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Joining us now from Seaford, New York, which is an adjacent suburb to Massapequa, former Congressman Peter King. He served 14 terms in the House of Representatives, and he's a good man. I sat with Congressman King and his wife at the funeral. All right, Congressman, I'll let you go. I mean, am I saying anything that's wrong or out of context or anything like that?
Well, the only possible disagreement I would have with you is the chance of converting people like Letitia James. I've been at a number of police funerals with her. I don't see it having any impact on her whatsoever. I don't think she should be treated rudely. I would prefer she not show up. But that's the only disagreement I would have, is I'm not certain that this powers of conversion would work on Letitia James.
All right. Now, why do you think the Attorney General of New York will not enforce the law or protect innocent people? Why?
It's something I try to figure out over the years. I think people from the progressive left somehow feel that their understanding of the law or their comprehension of what the law should be supersedes everything else. I mean, you take a person like Alvin Bragg, he even has more direct jurisdiction, or the district attorneys have more jurisdiction even than the attorney general, and they just refuse to, for instance, on things like shoplifting and fare beating, Alvin Bragg just won't even prosecute them, won't even entertain, you know, those cases. And then it works its way up. It creates a mood. It's a feeling that certain people, primarily the African-American community, has been discriminated against over the years, and therefore they're entitled to an extra advantage, if you will, that the law shouldn't be enforced strictly against them. I think that's a form of bias, not just against the white community, but against, you know, the black community itself. But it's, Bill, I can't, nothing in my upbringing of people I grew up with could act this way or could think this way, that you should somehow allow certain classes of people to violate the law, not realizing that in doing that, it encourages more breaking of the law, and that's going to cause innocent people to suffer. And in most cases, now in this case, it was a white police officer, but most of these cases where the violence comes out, it's against other African Americans and minorities carried out by their own. Always,
the poor community takes it the worst. So you believe it's racial politics, both Alvin Bragg, the DA of Manhattan, and the Attorney General, Letitia Grahams, are black. Kathy Hochul, the governor, is white. Kathy Hochul has the power of executive order, could overturn a lot of this bail stuff herself, that the progressives in Albany. And, you know, it's shocking that people in Buffalo and Rochester and places outside of New York City vote these progressive people in. But it's a veto-proof legislature now. There are so many progressives in Albany that they want not to punish criminals. But Hochul has some power to do something, yet does nothing. How do you think, what do you think of her?
That is harder for me to figure out. I was telling people, including John Katzmatidis, when I'm on his show, when Kathy Hochul was about to come in, that she was going to be a mainstream moderate governor. When I was chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress, and she was in Congress about a year and a half, she was assigned to my committee. Her husband was a leading prosecutor of terrorists upstate New York. She was a very normal person to deal with. She was not involved at all with the radical left wing of a party down there. She actually had an A-plus rating, an A rating from the NRA. But on any number of issues, she was definitely mainstream. And yet when she went to Albany or became the governor, as lieutenant governor, she didn't really have much to say. When she became governor, she went further to the left than Andrew Cuomo. Whether or not she wasn't ready for the job, whether she was overtaken by it, whether the people around her are that way, but it's no excuse. I mean, listen, you've never been in an elective office. If you became the governor tomorrow, you wouldn't go racing over to the left. So, I mean, she had experience in a local government, experience in Washington, and she was, I guess, lieutenant governor for 5 years. She should have had some idea what to do, but instead, she's gone so far to the left. And not just the policies, but the whole tone is so far to the left. Like her not just her position on abortion, but the how much she expressed it with such vehemence, with such a left-wing bias.
I can tell you that these people that we are talking about put their own self-interest above the safety right. of the citizens. The progressive right. money runs Albany. They've got it. It's not going to change unless, and here's my last question. I think this might be a turning point that people in New York, all right, the liberal people who keep voting for these loons might step back now and say, you know what? It's enough. It's enough. Do you believe that's possible?
I do think it's possible. And, you know, you and I saw the feeling on the ground. I think even I've been in a number of cops funerals over the years, but it's a number of these killings. The reaction to this one of Detective Dilla to me was so profound, so extensive. I think maybe the burden is on us now. People like us, people who have access to the media, people who have any connection to politics and government, who have a voice, have a forum, have a platform to channel and harness that, to let people know that, yes, it is terrible. We can't afford just to feel sorry and forget about it in a few weeks. We have to take action on it.
That's
this,
right.
to me, is a...
Well, I'm going to do it. I've done it my whole career, and I'm not being self-aggrandizing now, but I have, and everybody knows it, and I will continue to do it. But I am now angry at the people who I know who continue to support the structure, the power structure that is allowing right. people to die every day. It's not just the police officers, all right? It's ordinary people getting pushed in front of trains. And you know, look, Congressman, when you got a guy who is arrested on a gun charge after two stretches in a state penitentiary and 19 other arrests, and he's out on the street again, you have now reached the breaking point where there is no justice system in New York. It does not exist anymore. And I'm like you, I believe it's racial politics. I think that's what's driving it. But in my own industry, I know the New York Times, which is big behind this, will never change. You could stack the bodies up to the ceiling and it will never change. That's how fanatical these people are. Last word.
No, they are fanatical. And example of how it changed in New York just a few years ago when the giant football player, Plaxico Burress, shot himself in the foot with his own gun. Nobody else was hurt except him. He got time upstate in jail just for having that the illegal possession of that gun. Now you have people with criminal records who get arrested with a gun and they're still out in the street a year later. We have to stop it, Bill. This is out of control. And so many more innocent people are going to be killed, not just cops. And that's terrible. My father was a cop. I hate to see any cop even shot, wounded anyway. But also, it's going to be rank and file people living in the communities where it ends up no one is safe anywhere.
All right, Congressman, thanks very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Now to more media coverage. So Donald Trump showed up at the wake for Detective Diller. He was there about a half an hour. He met privately with the widow, and then he met with the whole family. And the coverage of him says it all. So ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, five television news operations, spent a combined 12 minutes, 18 seconds on Trump's visit to the funeral home. 12 minutes, 18 seconds. On the same day, President Biden was at Radio City Music Hall with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama raising money. Biden could not have been bothered to call the Diller family. He did not call them. Just like he did not call the family in Georgia of Lake and Riley, who was killed by an illegal immigrant, migrant, whatever you want to call him. Okay, Biden can't be bothered with that. That's beneath him. I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but it's true. All right, so his Radio City Music Hall thing, the five combined, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, spent 44 minutes, 35 seconds. So 12 minutes on Trump, 45 minutes on Biden. Which story do you think is more important? Which story affects more lives? A fundraiser or this story? They're never going to change. Now, NBC, which is the absolute worst now, they've descended into the worst. They described Trump's visit to the funeral home this way, quote, "The former president has also repeatedly made unsubstantiated claims of undocumented migrants beating up police officers and driving up the crime rate in New York City to record highs." Notice the words unsubstantiated claims. All right, NBC put this out on its website at 1:27, March 27th. 7 hours later, it had to retract it. Okay? So take that down, please. 7 hours later, NBC News had to retract that report. All right, this is after all the Ronna McDaniel stuff. All right, here's the retraction, quote, "A previous version of this article mischaracterized Trump's comments about migrants assaulting police officers. An incident in New York was recorded on video. It was not an unsubstantiated claim," unquote. It was 7 hours after. So they're admitting their own operation lied, because you had to lie. You had to know. Everybody knows about the migrant attack on police officers in Times Square. Now, it doesn't get any worse for NBC News. They're through. Done. You watch them, fine. You have the freedom to watch anything you want. But number one, you're wasting your time. And number two, you are enabling a dishonest progressive operation. That's what you are doing. Awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, new poll, PBS. PBS is as far left as you could possibly go. I shouldn't say that. MSNBC's worse than PBS. All right, so the poll is about violence. This is a provocative question. Do you agree or disagree that Americans may have to resort to violence in order to get the country back on track? 20% agree. And 79% say no. So I got a letter today from a guy. He said, what about resistance? What about, you know, are we at the point? And I go, if you resist at the ballot box and vote for people you want to vote for, or you sign up for campaigns, or you give money to candidates you like, that's fine. You break the law, they're going to come after you, and they're going to come after you hard. You know, you're not going to get the drug dealer treatment. So if you resist the government, they will come after you with a vengeance. Don't think you're going to get no bail. You're not. You break the law, your life's going to be ruined. But anyway, 20% agree that violence is necessary to get the country back on track. I disagree with that. You have friends with different political point of view. 81% say, yeah, I do. Strongly disagree, 17%. Don't live in a bubble. I have liberal friends. I like those people. They don't go too extreme around me, because then I would really ruthlessly make fun of them. I use humor and sarcasm to deal with these people. Final question. All immigrants who came to the USA illegally, should they be deported? Agree 51% of the American population, according to PBS, want all illegal aliens deported. I've never seen a number that strong. 47 do not. All right, let's go down to the border. So the Border Patrol tells us 182 Chinese citizens were recently apprehended by the Border Patrol. Chinese. Okay? So they tried to en masse, 182 of them, try to get across on Tuesday of this week. So they rounded them up. They all ask for asylum. Communist nation, China, they say they're in danger, blah, 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 blah. This is the game. All right? 22,000 Chinese nationals have been apprehended by the Border Patrol since October 1st. 22,000. That means they had to fly from China or Hong Kong or wherever to Mexico City and then make their way up. A number of these people tell the Border Patrol TikTok directed them. I have no idea. And the Chinese government itself puts out pamphlets telling people how to get into the U.S. illegally. I can't confirm that. But there is a flood of Chinese nationals coming into this country. 22,000 since October is a big number. Joe Biden care about that? No, he does not. Remember, these people are being released into our country unsupervised, along with the criminals of MS-13 in El Salvador and all the other people. It's unbelievable. Really, it's, you know, I'm looking as a historian, has this ever happened before? It has not. It's never happened before in our country, this massive law-breaking sanctioned by the President of the United States. All right, let's go to Ohio. It's not just in New York. So this is Butler County, Ohio. A man named Garcia Gutierrez, illegally only 48 years old, deported 7 times, and he's still out on the street. Previous charges, possession of drugs, carrying concealed weapon, obstructing official business, on and on and on and on. He kills, allegedly, according to the police, all right, he kills an unidentified male, which has got to be another undocumented migrant. This guy, Gutierrez, kills him. Deported 7 times. Now, think back. Kate Steinle, guy who killed her, deported 6 times. That was 2015, 9 years ago. And it's worse now than it was 9 years ago, despite all my efforts to try to get a case law passed. Massachusetts, one of the most liberal states, second home. Boston's my second home. Boston is not out of control crime-wise, by the way. I'm going to do a big report on that. It's one of the few major American cities that has crime and homelessness under control. But I don't really know how they're doing it, but I'll find out. But anyway, Massachusetts has perhaps the best medical facilities in the country, rivals New York. One of the big ones is Mass General Brigham. Okay, so they've announced, Mass General Brigham, that babies born with drugs in the baby's bloodstream will no longer be immediately reported to state welfare agencies. Because just the fact that the pregnant mother giving birth to an addicted baby, they actually say this, okay? A positive toxicology report does not tell you anything about someone's ability to parent. This is what Mass General Brigham says. Is that insane? Of course it's insane. Now, it always comes back to, the hospital went on and say, it's part of their effort to remove racism in healthcare. Because most addicted babies are from mothers of color, they're not going to inform the state facility. So the baby not only is addicted to drugs and has to be weaned off the drugs, but then goes back to a home where the, mother is a drug addict. But that's okay. It's all right. Because we don't want to demonize anybody. The two women who are directing this insane policy that puts babies at grave risk are Dr. Sarah Wakeman, Senior Medical Director, and Dr. Allison Bryant, Mass Brigham's Chief Health Equity Officer. Ooh, Chief Health Equity Officer, of course. Okay, now, this all goes back to the same thing. Whether it's illegal aliens, collapsing border, crime in the streets, not protecting babies, it's all under the same banner, progressive politics. Horrible.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, here's some good news. So you'll remember that I did a bunch of reporting on Mark Zuckerberg, who gave hundreds of millions of dollars to political organizations in the 2020 presidential race. We don't know where that money actually went and what happened to it. It's estimated $332 million, if you can believe that. Okay? So on January 2nd of this year, I had a discussion with Dr. William Doyle, who is an election expert. Roll the tape. I've been saying from the jump that the Zuckerberg infusion of $400 million into five states has been unexplained. It is dangerous. What say you?
I think the Zuck Bucks thing, that by which he funneled $332 million through the Center for Technology and Civic Life, and about $75 million for the Center for Election Innovation and Research. It is the big story of the 2020 election, in my view.
And has never been defined. And most of that money went to harvest Biden votes in the five states. But nobody's investigated it. But we don't know who did it, who got the money. We don't know anything. We're blacked out. And now we're approaching another presidential election. So the people of Wisconsin put it on the ballot. And 54% said we don't want outside money in our elections. So it is now a law in Wisconsin that it's a constitutional amendment that outside donations from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and others cannot be used. And if it is used, those donations are used, then you can be prosecuted criminally. Way to go, voters of Wisconsin. But it's 54%. So 46% want the outside monies. Keep that in mind. Now, 27 states have similar laws against Zuckerberg and others coming in and trying to buy the election. That means 23 don't. It's the same converse. And as I've been reporting from the very beginning, states control the votes. So people running around like Giuliani and Sidney Powell and all that saying fraud, 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 vote was crooked and election was crooked and Trump won and all of this. They would have had to analyze all of the vote counts in all the states. They can't. Nobody could. It's on the states to analyze their own vote count. Now, Florida cleaned it up. You remember the Gore-Bush race in 2000 was absolutely out of control. Banging chads, this and that, Broward County. They cleaned it up. It's doable. But the mistake that people make is that they say the election was a fraud. You can't possibly prove that without a massive federal investigation with subpoena power. All right. And the Dominion voting machines and this and that. There was never any evidence presented. Ever. That's why they got into so much trouble. People believe what they want to believe. Donald Trump believes the 20 election was fraudulent. Maybe you do too. And you are entitled to that belief. You cannot state it as fact. But this goes a long way. Eliminating the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, eliminating their influence is really what is needed. More than 60% of Americans say the country is heading in the wrong direction. This is no surprise. Center Square Voters Voice Poll. Republican 42, Democrat 45, right direction 29, wrong direction 62. Down and drain. As I said, Trump should be up by 20. But he's not. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas going to be impeached. All right. And that comes April 10th. Two charges, will not enforce U.S. immigration law and has made false statements to Congress. So it's going to the Senate. Senator Schumer will get it. He'll get rid of it as fast as he can. He won't be convicted. And then finally, on this front, Joe Biden is not going to be impeached. It's too much danger for the Republican Party to do it. And they don't have any central evidence. I mean, many people believe that Joe Biden benefited financially, but there's no beyond a reasonable doubt evidence at this point. So it now April, vote is in November, not going to be impeachment. You heard it here. I'm not going to get into this transgender day visibility thing on Easter Sunday. I think it was ridiculous. If they wanted to have some transgender visibility announcement, they should have done it today after the Holy Week was over. Now, is there a linkage between transgender and religion? Not really, but some conservative religious people will be appalled. The Biden administration just went and ran with this on Easter Sunday. Oh, come on. It's awful. Just really smart life. All right, so on May 5th, 2022, almost 2 years ago, the stock market was getting hammered. And I said to you, because I cannot give you direct financial advice or medical advice for you concierge members, you can't ask me what to do if you have leprosy, because I don't know. And I can't tell you what to do with your money. But I told you 2 years ago that I was not selling into the stock market declining. Well, now the stock market is just about at an all-time high. And gold is at an all-time high. $2,264 an ounce of gold, all-time high. Okay. What am I doing now? I sold some stock today. Stocks that I didn't really perform real well, but they got to the breaking point, and I said, you know, I'm getting out. Because what goes up, as you know, comes down. So it's rolling now to market, but anything in the world happens. Anything happens, it's down 2,000 points. So I have stops on my individual stocks. That means if I have Apple, Apple sells for this amount of money a share. I tell my broker, when it hits this amount of money, you automatically sell. That is a stop. And I'm putting them on a lot of them because I don't think the market is just going to roar and roar and roar. I think there's going to be some pullbacks. Now, if there's a stock that I want to keep forever, then I don't do that on a stock. And there are about five or six I have legacy stocks. Finally, a lot of people, me included, have mutual funds. We're a basket of stocks that are managed by various operations. And I buy them through my stock broker. At Morgan Stanley, I use them. They're not better than Merrill Lynch or the other one, but my friends work there and I use my friends. Okay, you should consult with your financial advisor about those funds. Okay, what you can do to protect the gains that you have. That's a consultation you should have within the next 2 weeks. Smart life. Money is power. We all work hard. Most of us work hard for our money. We want to be very smart with it. Okay, final thought. There are three categories of human being. Good people, bad people, misguided people. So at the beginning, I was talking about my job is to try to persuade the misguided people to stop being misguided. Sometimes I'm successful. I started that when I was a high school teacher, and I could reach some of them. I reached some of them, turned them around. Not all, because people believe what they want to believe. That's it. But if you present to the misguided people a narrative that makes sense, they'll resist at first, but then the resistance gets lower and lower and lower as more data comes in. That's my job. It's why I do this. I don't need the money. I could be riding around on a golf court, as I said, at the Villages, playing pickleball. But I am trying to persuade people all over the world that there is a right way to go about things. Okay. The bad people, you're not going to make them. And this is the criminal justice system collapsing. They think there's some magic wand going to get these people off fentanyl and heroin. Most of them don't want to get off it. And they're willing to hurt you and everybody else to get the money to buy the narcotics. These are bad people. Oh, they have a disease. Oh, no, no. They're hurting other people for their own whatever it is. There's no excuse. You're bad. And most of them are going to stay bad. It's about 15% of the population. Most of the people on this earth are misguided. Good people, when you find one, boy, embrace that person. I say 35% are good, 15 hardcore bad, and 50 misguided. And by misguided, they don't want to get involved. They don't want to right the wrong. They don't want to stand up. They're afraid. Fear is tremendous. They don't want to say, I might get in trouble. Somebody might come after me. You know, those are the misguided people. We're trying to get those to merge with the 35% of good people. So where are you? Where are you in that mosaic? Be honest. Most people rationalize their behavior. I mean, Governor Hochul and Biden and all these, every day they go home and they just rationalize their behavior. They see it. They can't not see it. Oh, no, 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 I'm doing a good thing for the migrants, or I'm doing a good thing because it's a racist system and I'm tearing it down and those white cops are bad. And, you know, they rationalize. Every human being rationalizes to some extent, but some people just their whole life is a rationalization. All right. But if you buy into that, if you allow that, then you're bad. You're bad. That's not an excuse. Okay, you got to step back and get actively pursue and enhance good. And by being good, it's a very simple equation. You love your neighbor as yourself. You help other people. You don't put them in danger. But I tell you what, I could have Kathy Hochul watch this whole broadcast, and I don't believe Governor Hochul would change a scintilla of her profile. I hope I'm wrong. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.